IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, from Rabiul Awwal 12 to Rabiul Awwal 17 is called the Week of Unity. This term was coined by the late Imam Khomeini in order to establish brotherhood and solidarity between all the Muslims. As we know, in the Islamic calendar, two dates are recorded for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad. According to Sunni brethren, Rabiul Awwal 12, and according to the Shia one, Rabiul Awwal 17. So that's why Imam Khomeini, based on a very innovative action, named this week the Week of Unity between the Muslims. Now, the concept of wahda, unity, ittihad, is really important, especially in today's world, which the religion of Islam is attacked by, seditors, seditionists, you know, and those people who want to establish discord and disagreement among the Muslims. Shaykh Rouhani, let's have an outer and exterior look at the concept of wahda, and that is wahda between the Muslims and the followers of the other religions. You know, some people believe we do not have religions. There is only one religion of Allah, and that is Islam. I mean, Christianity and Judaism in nature and in their innate nature have Islam within themselves. It is submission to Allah. The concept of taslim is over there. So it's really good to establish wahda and unity between your followers of the religion of Islam and the other world. After the Islamic Revolution of Iran took place, on the concept of the last savior, this is happening. I mean, good dialogues are being established among our Shia brethren, and we can say the followers of the Judaism and the Christianity and also other religions. What about this look at the concept of wahda? I think this is very applicable, isn't it?
Yes, of course. You know, from the Islamic perspective, when we read the Holy Quran, in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned about many of the prophets that they were Muslims. Mm-hmm. Like Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and many other prophets. If you refer to the Holy Quran, you see that the Quran termed them as Muslim. Mm-hmm. So as you rightly mentioned, Islam means taslim, surrender and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. So we found this principle not only in Islam, but also in Christianity and Judaism and the other religions. So of course, from this perspective, if we are surrendering and submitting to Allah's will, so then all of us will be termed as Muslim. So this is the first point. But the other from the Islamic perspective, since Islam is considered as the highest or the last version of the religions, of the divine religions.
The most complete form.
The most complete and the most perfect version. So that's why whatever we have in Islam, it means that they are the latest version of those teachings and doctrines that we have had in the previous religions. So that's why the followers of other religions have to follow this Islam, because it is the most perfect one.
Yes.
It's very much rational and logical that if you have, for example, the last versions of, for example, your mobile, mm-hmm. you forget about the previous versions and you use that one. So this is what we mean by Islam. But of course, it is the responsibility of the Muslim scholars mm-hmm. to explain it truly, completely, and perfectly to the followers of other religions.
Yes.
That how Islam is the most perfect version.
That's right.
And there must be a kind of comparison between Islam and the other religions.
That's right.
And of course, there are some kind of shared and common principles and beliefs, not only between Islam and Judaism and Christianity, but even also in the Eastern religion. Uh-huh. Like if you refer to the Upanishad, which is one of the main sources of Hinduism, you see exactly the verses of the Surah At-Tawheed in their books.
Yes.
The same teaching, the same wahda, the same unity is mentioned in Upanishad. And there's a very nice article in the internet in English that our friends and our audience can refer and read that. That is exactly like قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. The same thing is mentioned in Upanishad.
Okay.
So that's why we believe that this teaching of wahda and unity is not something that is only limited into Islam or Christianity or Judaism. Even in the other religions, we have had these principles, we have had these kind of doctrine and teachings. And of course, unfortunately, in the course of time, throughout the history of the mankind, deviations happened.
Yes.
And the people deviated from their own true teachings and doctrines of their religion. So that's why when it comes to the truthfulness of Islam, truth is one. Beyond this, let's say, time and space, we cannot limit it, limit the truth and, for example, a specific time or a specific, let's say, space. So that's why, of course, even from this perspective, if you are seeking truth, we have to follow a religion that can present us the last and the complete and the most perfect version of the truth.
That's right. And that's why some of the justice seekers and freedom seekers feel very much close to some of the Islamic teachings, maybe more than their own religions. That's why, for example, they took part in, for example, during the Arba'in procession, if you could see, we could see so many non-Muslims who are taking part and feel close to the facts and the values that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was after. And this is also a kind of wahda, I think, among all the people all across the world. This, how can I say, force of khair or truth, which is all across the world, acting against the front of batil, or we can say the arrogance all across the world. What do you think, Sayyid, about this outer look at the concept of wahda with the other religions and the followers of the other religion?
Well, obviously, it is very important that all the Abrahamic religion must have unity amongst themselves. When we say Abrahamic religion, means like the Judaism, the Christianity,
yes,
Zarathustra maybe, like, and the Islam.
Yes.
One of the reasons is that in today's world, we see atheism. We see people who are against the religion, and especially after Renaissance,
yes,
the new thing that came to the world is that religion is nothing, there is no God. Whereas we all believe in a God, no matter like the other kind of like, you know, beliefs, what kind of belief that we have. The main thing about these religions, the Abrahamic religion, is that they all believe in God, who is the creator. And then there is other discussions like how Christianity deviated, how Judaism deviated, because in the Quran, when we look at the Quran talks about Bani Israel.
Yes.
The sons of Israel.
Yes.
That Allah has fadlnakum ala al-alamin. We have given you the, you know, superiority upon the whole, the like alamin or the worlds and all those. So basically all these things are related to the Bani Israel. But when Allah talks about the deviation of these people,
yes,
Bani Israel, he refers to the Judaism, to the Christianity.
Yes.
So this is not the religion which was brought by the, you know, the actual prophets. That's why we say Islam is the main religion,
yes,
which was brought by all the prophets.
Okay.
That's the first thing. The second thing is because we have commonalities. We all believe in religion, being as a religion. We believe in one creator, the one who created. There is a hell and heaven. There is a judgment day when the deeds will be judged on that day. So when we believe in all these things, therefore these are the common grounds,
yes,
where we need to unite. And against us, we can see there is a whole army who do not believe even on the creator.
Yes.
And they're giving different theories in different times, and
yes,
they're becoming false. So this is one of the grounds, main grounds, where we all need to get united so that we can save the religion itself,
yes,
the existence of the religion and the creator.
But for sure, the very personality of Prophet Muhammad is the most common ground, both inside Islam and
yeah,
outside the religion of Islam, because we know that so many followers of the previous, we can say, generations and the religions before Prophet Muhammad, we can say, were also informed in advance of the presence of the last prophet in their books, that his birth would be with some special signs, you know, and these signs has been mentioned, we can say, in their books and recorded. And that's why the great men of the history, even contemporary at the time of Prophet Muhammad, before that and after that, were informed of the birth of this outstanding man. And that's why he is, as I could say, the pivot, we can't say, or the best, we can't say, that's right, manifestation of Allah's symbol of divinity and also unity among all the Muslims. I hope that one day all the people across the world, you know, recognize the importance of the concept of unity, and the values are the same. I believe that the values that, for example, our Christian or Jewish brothers and the Muslims based on true, we can say, Abrahamic religion are after are very much the same. And that's why, inshallah, we hope that one day the camp of Haq and truth will be victorious, inshallah. Okay, anything missed? Nothing?
Just one point that finally I should mention, that of course there are, let's say, common beliefs and principles or Fura'ud-Din and Usul-Din among Muslims.
Yes.
But when it comes to the form and to the shapes of the performing the Usul-Din, sometimes you might differ.
Okay.
But for example, we all believe in Hajj.
Yes.
We all believe in, for example, fasting and prayer and jihad and this kind of things.
Yes.
But of course, just the form or the shape and how to perform it, we might differ from one sect to another sect. But since the main principles are shared and common, so we can live very peacefully with each other, and we can unite ourselves based on those commonalities and forget about these kind of differences.
Even I believe the concept of hijab and haya, which is very much attacked nowadays by the Western powers, is one of the pivotal points among the women in society. If you look at the dress code of the women and the hijab of the Muslim ladies all across the world, you can find it as a matter of unity among the Muslim women across the world, something which is attacked. You know, newly, this concept is attacked by the Westerners.
It's not only about the Muslims. In the Christianity, we have the same thing.
Dress code.
For example, if you see the dress code of Lady Mary, in the past centuries, you see that she was veiled fully. The women were veiled, even the angels. But nowadays, obviously, the things is been changed.
Yes.
So this is something common between all the religions.
That's
the
right.
dress code that we see, even for the men, how they covered their body with two clothes or three clothes.
Yes.
This is also something common because in Islam, the main dress code at the time of Prophet was like, for example, there was a cloth and then there was a qaba, like there was something on top of that, and there was an aba, a veil, something like that on top of that.
Okay.
So these are the common bases we can see.
That's right. And these are the values, you know, and whenever the enemy is attacking a value, you know, that's the point to establish discord among you. Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen and Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. And thank you very much to your listeners for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Khalaf Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you. Fi amanallah.
شفعة أنا لها أنا